Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 67 on Monday, June 8th. This week, we are diving deeply into scripture in Hebrews and James. In doing so, we want to start a pattern of engaging with God directly through scripture in response to the tense situation our country and world is in response to the movements for social justice. We have a part to play, and God has something to say as we interact in this time. The invitation is to start in scripture and to learn God's heart for all of us and of his kingdom. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. It's good to have you here for a new week together in Common Prayer. It's Kathy B here with you. And this is, and it's going to continue to be, a space for you and God to talk to each other. And it's going to continue to be a space to really listen to him too. It's an opportunity for you to grow nearer to his heart and to walk more closely and in sync with him. And I was thinking that normally as we start a new week, I'd probably say something like, hey everyone, I hope you've had a great weekend, you got outside, and that you noticed the beauty all around you and that you were refreshed. And I hope that happened for you. But today, I just need you to know that that's not on my mind. And I hope it's not the first thing on your mind either. I know for me that I am undone. I am disturbed because the events that are unfolding all around the U.S. and the world have just stopped me in my tracks. And as thousands of people are marching in most of our cities and towns, that has made me march too. And to recommit myself to the long and the sometimes arduous journey, especially as a white follower of Jesus, to listening and to learning and repenting and asking God to do a deep work in me and in his church too, because the church is made up of you and me. And I hope that he will do that so that together we can be agents of reconciliation and hope. And we talk about that a lot, but it's time to put that into action in this moment in history. Kevin and I were talking about where we would focus in the next couple of weeks, and we began to think about our common need for endurance and perseverance and hope. And with the continuing worldwide pandemic and all of the uncertainty and the what-ifs around that, and on top of that, as current events have transpired and continue to, that highlight the deep divisions in our country and the calls for systemic justice, especially around racism, it's just all something that we're facing together. And we thought we needed this theme this week. So no big deal. Just kidding, but fasten your seatbelts because we're going to be in Hebrews 12, 2 Peter 1, and James 1 all this week. And our fervent prayer is that you'll ask God for an open heart and open ears. You can certainly disagree, but I hope you'll be open to hearing God's voice. For just a very brief background, Hebrews, as a book, highlights how just superior Christ is in every possible way. In his person, in his work, especially on the cross, in removing the barrier of sin between us, and in his forgiveness of us. It highlights how Jesus is higher and better than what any mere religion could ever offer. And it's written as an encouragement to Jewish Christians, and thus all believers, to keep on keeping on, if you will. And doing that with a right perspective, with our eyes on him. And before we get into Hebrews 12, our focus for today. The entire chapter before it, Hebrews 11, describes what true faith is and what it looks like. And it lists the saints throughout history that have lived and walked by faith in Jesus long, long before us. Moses, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Rahab, and tons more. And it gives this amazing picture of what our call is too. And it's to persevere and to walk in faith no matter our circumstances. So Hebrews 12 then starts off with these words, and it's our verse for today. And it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance or perseverance the race marked out for us." I just want you to think about for a moment where we would be if there weren't saints who went before us, those who have invested in us in years past and in the present. If there weren't saints paving the way and showing you and me what real faith looks like, lived out. Saints who paid the cost of living for Him, who took risks for His sake. Imagine with me being in a stadium, much like they would have often been in, with thousands of saints in the seats, those who had gone before them, those whose lives were familiar with from Scripture, and those saints throughout history up until now, men and women who lived, really lived for Jesus and His kingdom. Imagine with me what these Hebrew Christians would have been thinking about then, that they're surrounding you and cheering for you, that they're instructing you not to be bogged down or encumbered by anything that would hinder you running your race, anything, any sin that might be entangling you, and to run with endurance and perseverance the race marked out for you. Do you have that picture in your mind? You are not alone. And you and I are being cheered on by saints to run the race that God has given us, that has given you, not to somebody else, but to you. That was a lot. But I want us to change gears now and ask you to take some moments to still your hearts and minds as I do mine, and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Take some deep breaths and get comfortable and in a posture of listening. And I just want to ask you, who are the saints more recently in your life who have been encouraging you and who have or who are cheering you on? Would you thank God for them? And who is God asking you to encourage in their walk of faith? Who is God asking you to encourage to persevere? We know that the saints of old took great risks for Christ. Are you willing to take great risk for Him? What risks or steps of faith might God be calling you to take right now, in this moment, for Christ? Perhaps for those who are more vulnerable and who need our support. And then sin is so insidious. It is our enemy, and it can and it does run deeper than we're even aware of sometimes. It hinders us and encumbers us as we attempt to run the race set before us. Remember, he doesn't call you to run anybody else's race, just yours. And I was thinking that there are the more obvious sins that we easily talk about that always separate us from God and one another. But then though there are those more subtle, deeper, even unconscious sins. I love that in the Book of Common Prayer, there is this prayer of confession, and this is how it goes. It says, "Our Father, we have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us." And I wondered if you'd just be willing to ask yourself before the Lord, what have I left undone? What have I turned my eyes away from? Where have I been complicit? Where do I need to repent in loving others, in praying for them? What have I done that has grieved your heart, Lord? Where have I clung to self-righteousness? Or where have I demonstrated a lack of mercy or heart for justice or healing? Where should I have extended my hand to another who might be different from me? In this moment in history, you and I are being called to run the race set before us with perseverance, humbly looking to Jesus, open to his good work in our lives. So I'd like to leave you with this prayer, and it is from Romans 12. And I hope that you can pray this to Jesus along with me. Father, would you humble me and work in my heart so that my love will become more and more sincere, that I will hate what is evil and cling to what is good. May I share with your people who are in need and practice hospitality. Would you give me the desire to truly rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep? I ask you that you would put feet to my faith and that I would seek to live in harmony with others. I pray that with your help, I would resist pride and be willing to associate with people of low position, and that as much as it depends on me, that I would live at peace with everyone. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.